Welcome to Freedom from Pain Programs with Yiwing Tong, MD. This is Dr. Elaine Tong, your co-host. Dr. Tong is a graduate of Caltech. He received his medical degree from the USC School of Medicine and anesthesia training from the LA County Medical Center. During his training, he realized the fallacy of drugs and surgery, which treat the symptoms rather than the cause of a disease. This approach will not cure a chronic disease. As a result, millions of Americans today are suffering from a barrage of disorders such as Alzheimer's, arthritis, asthma, hypertension, diabetes, cancer, depression, chronic infections. The list is endless. By combining Chinese medicine with anesthetic techniques, Dr. Tong has innovated a treatment called neurobioenergetics, or NBE, which can cure chronic ailments. In September of 2000, he started a radio show presenting new patients every week to prove that chronic disorders can indeed be cured. In other words, these patients can become symptom-free from his treatment and need no drugs or further treatment of any kind. Dr. Tong's discovery is truly astounding. A century of modern medicine has not produced a cure for a single chronic disorder, yet Dr. Tong has successfully cured a wide spectrum of physical and mental ailments. This is because the NBE approach, a powerful form of Chinese medicine, is much more effective than acupuncture and herbs alone. It avoids the use of drugs and their toxic effects by focusing on the cause of a disease and the power of the mind. In this program, you will learn to eliminate chronic diseases by enhancing the mind's healing power. And by adopting a healthy diet and lifestyle, a permanent cure can be achieved. For more information, visit our website at drtong.com. That's drtong.com. Well, good afternoon and welcome to our show, Freedom from Pain Programs, with Dr. Yiwing Tong. I'm Dr. Elaine Tong. How are we doing today, Dr. Tong?
Good, better and better.
Good. Mm-hmm. As always, we want our listeners to know that chronic disorders can be cured without the use of drugs and surgery. And by that, we also mean that you will not need our treatment after a while. If you follow our protocol, follow our stress reduction techniques, the dietary recommendations, supplements, and then come back for an occasional tune-up, as we call it, when you're more stressed out or if you eat wrong, those are the things that will cause blockages in your circulation and cause some of your symptoms to return if your energy and chi flow is not strong enough.
And the claim that all chronic disorder, common chronic disorder, can be cured is incredible, but is it not? Okay, because conventional medicine treats symptom, but never treat the real problem, which is circulation blockages. So they never get any cure. And in fact, all this fancy name on Western syndrome, multiple sclerosis, diabetes, high blood pressure, arthritis, are only label of collective symptom.
Right. They're okay? Just renaming the symptoms you're telling them that you have.
Exactly. If you have a block, a traffic block in 5 and 55 for 5 months or 5 years, you're going to have Santa Ana riot syndrome or Southern California disturbance syndrome. Okay, you can affix a million names for the symptom, but clearing the traffic jam between the mind and the body and opening up the circulation, restoring health, restoring energy to the organ, will cure your problem, even cancer. And go to our website. We have tons of cases, YouTube program, radio show, patient interviews, and letter from patient, all arranged alphabetically, Alzheimer, allergy, asthma, Crohn's disease, diabetes. And you hear somebody that testify that the problem they have for years or decades can be cured by just restoring circulation that contain this healing energy, chi, from our spirit.
Right. Give us a call at 714-556-8664. Again, the number is 714-556-8664. Our website is drtong.com. That's drtong.com. Before we get to our guest today, I want to go over who we had with us last time. We had Rob with us, who suffered from a herniated disc, bulging disc. He suffered from it for about a year now. He did it by twisting his back, lifting something heavy. And he tried taking some ibuprofen. He did inversion table, decompression table, and he still had severe pain. His pain was quite unbearable. It was to the point where he was crawling on all fours at his home. When he walked into our office, he was standing. He couldn't walk. He couldn't stand up straight. He was walking, like he said, across between the Leaning Tower of Pisa and the Hunchback of Notre Dame.
Like a 90 degree, the body.
Yeah, it was.
The waist.
It looked like it was difficult to do that, but he could not straighten his back. So we had a difficult time getting him on the table. He was in a lot of pain, and he didn't even receive a full treatment. He probably got less than half of the injections that usually a first-time patient will receive. And after the treatment, actually, he felt worse.
Yes.
He couldn't walk out. But the next day, after he put a heating pad on and just rested, he was able to stand up straight.
And walk.
I was
totally stunned.
Right. And actually, several days later, he's still able to walk straight. So we have hope for him. Hopefully, he'll get more treatment. He is afraid of the injections. But with continued treatment, he will improve because
He'll be cured.
I mean, he's only had the problem for about a year.
Yeah,
so
even
it's not
right
that
now,
long.
He's just in use of herb. He will slowly improve, yeah.
We also had with us Dennis. This is an incredible story. He was diagnosed with pulmonary fibrosis several years ago, but he was a longtime smoker, but he hasn't smoked in about 30, 40 years. But it got to the point where he was very fatigued, very short of breath. He couldn't walk, you know, any long distance without stopping at least two or three times. And he's from Oregon, so he would come to us for a series of treatments every few months. So he's down here for his third time. After his first series of treatments, he didn't notice a huge improvement, very slight. But when he got home, he started noticing his energies improved. His shortness of breath was better. He was able to work on his yard, which is an acre and a half, a lot of land to cover there. When he first came down and was staying with his sister, he had to use an oxygen tank. And now when he's down here, he hasn't had to use it at all the second or third time that he's been down here. His oxygen saturation is now in the low 90s, whereas before it was the high 70s, low 80s. His pallor is much better. He was very gray and ashen, and now he's rosy. His skin is taut, not as wrinkled. So incredible improvement. I am so impressed by his improvement because we don't see him very often. He comes for maybe 3-4 treatments every few months. And his improvement.
Third time. So maybe like 11 or 12 treatments so far. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. In a span of maybe 6 months.
Yeah.
Now,
here's another point to make. Okay. When he was worked up by the conventional doctor, they do all kinds of tests out here. TB and pneumonia and all the different things. Now with us, we don't have to do any tests. Whether you have TB, pneumonia, pulmonary fibrosis, we just find out where is blocked and improve the circulation and we got them better.
Right.
So you save a lot of money, save a lot of time and we always tell you we can cure you rather than the doctor say that you have no hope.
Right.
You have to live with your problem for the rest of your life.
Really
yeah, no
amazing.
Cure.
Yeah. It's a very amazing case. Let's get to our first guest then.
Yes.
Okay, I'd like to give a warm, warm welcome to our first guest today, Mr. Woodley. We've been trying to get him
Mr.
on
Woodley. Yeah.
For so many months now, and we've been... Are you there, Mr. Woodley?
Yes, I am.
Hi, welcome to our show.
Hello.
Yeah.
I almost gave up on you.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
So give us a little background, where you're from, what you do, what you've been suffering from.
Well, primarily I'm from... the home state of Missouri.
Okay.
And I've been living out here in Los Angeles for about 20 years.
Okay.
And I suffer from, it's called diabetes.
Uh-huh. For how long?
Well, I was diagnosed at age 40, which was about 22 years ago. So
okay.
It's been longstanding.
Okay. So diabetes, what is your main concern right now?
To be totally rid of it, I've had 22 years of diabetes is long enough.
Yes. So what is our biggest problem?
Well, it affected my eyesight, as it does with a lot of diabetics.
Mm-hmm.
I've suffered what's called diabetic retinopathy.
Yes.
And that's where the retinas become detached.
Are they detached in both eyes?
Yes, unfortunately, yes.
And when did that happen?
The first time was, I believe, in 07 or 08.
Okay.
Then the right eye became detached in 2010.
Okay.
So when did your eyesight become really bad? right now you're kind of blind, correct?
He is blind.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
2010. Well, I'm classified legally blind.
Although
I take an optimistic approach, I don't consider myself blind.
Okay, good.
Well, we do have a patient, Ruth, who was legally blind that had been coming to us for like 4 to 5 years. Now she's not legally blind. She couldn't see the walk sign across the street. She always had, she carried a cane and usually wait for people to move before she moved. Now she doesn't carry a cane anymore.
Yeah.
And she doesn't watch other people. She can see the walk sign across the street. She can read the time clock on the bus.
Mm-hmm.
So you're not unheard of. No, she was legally blind. She couldn't see.
Right. So before you came to see us, how was your eyesight?
Terrible. It had diminished considerably.
Mm-hmm.
I can no longer drive. In fact, I rarely ever leave the house unattended, unescorted.
Okay. So now you said you have a cloudy film over both eyes, or you did have it. Is it every day? You've been coming to see us for how long now? For about a year?
It was a year just past June,
About a year. Okay.
Yeah, don't forget, okay, Medicare patients only get 3 treatments every 2 months.
Right.
So a year would be like 18 treatments at the most.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He comes every couple of weeks.
Every couple of weeks,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Now, so what improvements have you noticed with your eyes?
Of lately, there has been, every other day, there's been what I call a murky clarity that surfaces compared to the usual blinding snowstorm or heavy fog embankment that sets in my eyes. This is like every other day. Today particularly, I'm having what I call my murky clarity day, and for the sake of one's imagination, it's not unlike a clear glass of water that you've taken like 2 teaspoons or tablespoons of coffee and stirred it in that water, with water, the clear water being the volume, the bulk of the volume. There's a murky kind of clarity to it. You see what I'm saying?
So you can see more clearly then?
Absolutely. I can see colors. I can see shapes.
That's
movement.
And you were not able to do that before?
No.
Yeah,
that's great.
Every other day, that's like 50% improvement.
Here's a point. If you have a really normal healthcare system, when we have a very sick healthcare system, we spend billions of dollars on Medicaid prescription drugs,
mm-hmm.
chemicals that make you sick, okay? But we won't provide the money for more frequent treatment. If you are able to have a treatment every week, your improvement will be even more.
And faster.
Much faster.
How I long for a weekly treatment. If I had been getting a weekly treatment prior to this interview, I would be cured of this by now. I do honestly believe that because I'm not only experiencing infrequent days of clarity, my swelling in my feet and ankles, I no longer have that problem.
Yeah, that's completely gone.
That's a kidney problem.
Yeah. Right.
Okay, the kidney and help the liver, which control your eyesight.
Right. So we're making, and then also your blood pressure is better too, correct?
Yeah, my blood pressure has dropped considerably.
Uh-huh.
I don't take near the admin of 4 different medications for blood pressure. When I started seeing you guys, now I only take 2, and I argue and fight to have to take those 2.
Yeah, because your blood pressure is actually, I mean, if we can even decrease that, I think that would be very good for you.
Even if the pills control your blood pressure, you make your health worse.
Mm-hmm.
So they're chemicals. Okay, your improvement of symptoms does not mean that your health is better. There are 2 big diabetic studies using diabetic pills. When the blood sugar control more to normal, more people die.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, big study,
so
30 years ago. Yeah.
The numbers don't always matter. It's really what's going on inside your body.
Exactly.
They find actually a higher mortality rate. Morbidity and mortality
from heart disease
when you try to unnaturally lower it with medication. So
exactly.
It's better to actually have a little higher blood sugar, say, with less medication. you know, say 140, 150 than to have, you know, 90, 100 using medication. In the long run, actually, you're going to have more mortality rates with our treatment,
we improve circulation to your eyes, improve circulation to your pancreas. And then so your pancreas can secrete the insulin. And then we give you herbs, natural stuff to have, the qi, the kidney qi, the liver qi, so that you can strengthen your circulation to those organs in between treatments.
Yeah.
So that's how the body heals.
A couple other things I want to add. With your eyesight, Mr. Woodley, they had your ophthalmologist did a surgery on one of them first, correct? And then they wanted to do a surgery on another one. Tell us what happened.
Well, they started what I call preventive maintenance on the right eye, which was the best eye. Had I known that I would have eventually lost all my sight, I would have never allowed them to do it. But they did a total of 3 scalpel surgeries and 3 laser surgeries, all to no avail, because I can't see out of the right eye.
So
at
now
all.
Your right eye is worse.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, yes, unfortunately, I do a lot of praying.
Well, so now your left eye is actually the one we're trying to salvage. You have not had any surgery. You refuse to have the surgery on that now, correct?
No, there's no way I'd let them.
Yeah. See, we have another patient, Dolores, okay, from San Diego. She always, her eyesight is also ruined, okay? Here's a really important point. Surgery had never, any kind of surgery, for chronic disorder, had never been proven with a double-blind randomized study. Not like, okay, one group of people had the real surgery, one group of people just have the cut, but never have any surgery and compare. They never had that, okay? So it's double standard. So they never proved that. They use proof drugs,
yeah.
Okay? So
well, the only one is maybe cataracts. I think that,
yeah,
that's the only one.
That's the only one that
but,
I would say is
right,
good. Yeah,
exactly. But, yes.
That's 2 cataract surgeries.
Yeah.
Well, Mr. Woodley, thank you so much for joining us. Oh, one more thing. How are your blood sugars?
They're better, but I want them to be even better than that. My overnight fasts tend to be around 140, 150s in the mornings. I really would rather see them, around the 120 range in the morning.
How was it before?
It was 200 and above.
Right. So I mean, it's improved. So we're
that's
we're,
a lot. 200 to 140. Okay.
Right.
So
it's a big improvement actually. So you know, and you're not taking more medication. You're taking either the same or less. So
please don't take the diabetic drugs. Yeah.
Well, that's
I'm taking about the same. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mr. Woodley, thank you so much for joining us
thank
today.
You.
We're so
yes.
happy to have you on finally and tell your amazing story. And we will hope for continued improvement with you with our treatments.
Remember.
Well, I'm looking forward. I look forward to each treatment. I wouldn't miss the treatment.
Even with the torture, right?
Yeah, we have restored.
Even including the torture.
We have restored and improved eyesight all the time.
Yeah.
You know, when Samantha, our manager, came, when she heard me say we can restore vision, she thought I was lying.
She now, didn't believe it.
Then I did it on her.
Now
okay,
she believes it, yes. Mm-hmm. Well, Mr. Woodley, thank you so much. We'll hope to have you soon once you're... eyesight is restored
much
better. Okay, have a great weekend.
Yes, ma'am, thank you.
Give us a call at 714-556-8664. Check out our website, drtong.com. That's drtong.com. I'd like to welcome our next guest, Jolynn. Welcome, Jolynn.
Hi, Jolynn.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, thank you for joining us. We know you're so busy. Jolynn is actually a piano teacher, so she's always busy when we're taping. So we're so happy to have you on. Give us a little background. Give us a little background on what you're suffering from.
Well, I came to you with asthma problems. I was on a bronchial dilator, I think you call it, where you inhaler. And I knew that wasn't right, and I knew I was not going to be healed the right way with that. And I even told that doctor, I says, I've got to find some other way. I don't want to get on these prescription drugs and all this stuff.
How long have you had that?
I was on it about 6 months.
Okay.
And then I ran across your radio ad, and I kept listening, thought, and I really have had a lot of acupuncture, and I couldn't believe in that way of healing. You know, you're letting your own body do its natural healing.
Right.
So I kept listening, and I thought, golly, I wonder if I could afford this. And then you have to say Medicare covers. I thought, there's my open door. So yeah. I came down, And what, I've had 6 or 7 treatments, I guess it is, and you're getting the mucus out of me, which is what I needed. It's
wonderful.
Yeah.
Are you using those bronchodilators anymore?
Oh, no. Not since your first, no.
Since the first treatment. And this has been months now. I think you've,
yeah,
at least maybe 6, 7, 8 months ago,
yeah,
that you started.
And I don't have any wheezing at all.
Wow.
So, you know, that's the reason I was taking it, because I would wheeze at night and I couldn't sleep. So I, with the treatment and the herbs that you have prescribed, mm-hmm, I don't have any wheezing at all.
Wow.
And
yeah,
since the very first treatment, you dropped your inhaler.
I stopped it. I stopped
Good
it.
Good for you.
And you haven't, yeah, needed to use it, though, right?
No, I haven't.
Wonderful.
I have a brand new package sitting in the refrigerator right now, and I just don't touch it. You know,
wow,
I've never used it.
Sell it back to your doctor.
There you go. Well, you know, he was talking about his wife has to use them, too, and I thought, well, you should go see Dr. Tom.
You really should convince him, okay? Yeah.
Yeah.
That's and the thing is, Julyn doesn't even, you don't even come very regularly. You know, I feel like I haven't seen you in a couple months.
No, about once a month or something, like every 3 weeks
for
or so, something
right,
like that.
Right.
But it works out good. I do have to drive, you know, it's a waste, but mm-hmm, it's worth every minute of it.
We don't just treat your asthma. We treat Jolyn.
Right.
We treat,
yeah,
the whole body,
yeah,
okay? You improve,
well,
your health.
Tell us,
yeah,
about the walking
and
up the stairs.
Pardon me?
Tell us about you walking up the stairs.
Oh, okay. Well, one of my students, you know, I teach in-homeschooled kids.
Mm-hmm.
So I go to their homes to teach. And one of the students' house is a big house, and it goes 3 flights of stairs.
Mm-hmm.
And by the time I would get up there and I was walking slow, I would be winded, and I would really have to catch my breath before I could even start the lesson.
Mm-hmm.
I was embarrassed, terribly embarrassed. So that kept going on, but each time get lesser. But I noticed it just came to me as an epiphany. The last 2 times I walked up those stairs, I was not winded, and
wow,
I walked quicker up there.
Wow.
So I thought, wow, this thing is really working, you know?
Yes.
And I've been so more excited since that happened.
That's amazing.
We have
Yeah, because that's what it was all about. But you know, the thing, too, that I have to admire you people for is that you are taking the spiritual cause of this in
right,
consideration. And when he said that, you know, I was full of grief,
yes,
I realized that's what it was.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah, we talked,
yes,
about that, the lungs.
Yes.
The lungs are carrying around a lot of burdens and stuff, so that I'm getting rid of too. And you said it may take some time, and you're right.
That is more reason for you to come and get more treatment. You,
yeah,
carry all those emotional,
right,
trash,
right,
okay?
That's it.
When
and
you dump those,
you dump,
doesn't
it
feel so much better?
And then,
yeah, oh, my gosh,
you,
yeah,
feel like Jolyn.
Well, you,
yeah,
feel,
yeah,
you feel,
you're right. I,
right,
feel like the real me again,
right, yes,
instead,
exactly,
of carrying around all that junk. Yeah,
yeah.
Uh-huh. Lighter. Mm-hmm. I mean, you don't even sound like an asthmatic. Your voice is so strong.
Oh, good, because I'm going back in now to performing, so I need,
wow,
that.
Wow.
Oh, to,
yeah,
sing? To sing?
Yeah, singing. Yeah, singing, no, and performing. I got to do something tomorrow. That,
listen,
wow,
listen. Without,
yeah,
without any hype, we can make you sing higher note.
Higher notes.
No kidding. I know exactly how you. Because I do a little singing myself.
That.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And,
yeah,
also you have more stamina because,
right,
you connect your lung and to your throat area, and,
yes,
it really is all chi connections, all circulation to the muscle that cause you to,
yes,
sing. Yes.
Were there any pain issues that we helped you with?
Well,
back pain?
I really didn't have any pain. I didn't come to you for that. It was just mainly the asthma. There was no pain. I mean, I have felt good. I just, mm-hmm, didn't have the only thing.
Some,
you know,
back
I
issues,
went through that shingles thing at,
oh,
that same,
oh,
time.
That's,
remember,
painful,
that? And the yeast infection.
Yes. Yes.
And that was a pain.
Right.
No doubt. But as far as arthritis, no, I don't have that anyway.
How fast did we relieve your shingles pain?
Well, it was, from what I was reading and studying and talking with people, it was a lot faster than it could have been, you know?
Right.
Yes.
Well, I think we only got one treatment for that.
One treatment.
Yeah.
I think I was over it within that month. So,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
That was great. The yeast infection, I think, took a little longer. And I did, you know, I had to go in and to my gynecologist and get a prescription for whatever it was, but it went fast, so it's over, it's done. I've never had anything like that again, and I'm getting to believe maybe all this was just supposed to happen at one time, get it up and get it out.
Right.
Yes.
Sometimes when that happens,
yeah,
you are detoxing. Yes,
detoxing.
Yeah.
Definitely.
That's exactly,
yeah,
and I, those herbs, I think, were all, you know,
right,
prescribed to do that, get,
right,
that body, kick it in, or whatever you call it.
Right. Wonderful. And,
See,
yeah,
all...
I'm so pleased with you people. I think you're doing a marvelous work there.
Thank you. Are you still Are you still affected by the barometric pressure?
I am, but it's lesser.
Okay, good.
Now,
eventually,
I only had two headaches this whole month.
Uh-huh.
I did not take any aspirin. What I found was something called Lipagesic, and it's an herbal concoction for migraine headaches. I got it at the drugstore. It's the liquid thing you put under the tongue,
mm-hmm.
and it has no aspirin, no nothing else in it, and it's designed, so it's an herbal thing.
So that's helped.
But
it has feverfew and ginger in it.
Mm-hmm. Listen, after a few more treatments, you don't even need that.
Mm-hmm.
You
know, I hope. That's what I'm working on.
Yeah,
you still have blockages, okay?
Right.
But
it's
important to clear those blockages. Those are your emotional pain.
Right.
Emotional pain,
that.
Yeah.
You were getting the migraines more often before, correct?
Oh, gosh, 6-7 a month.
Ooh.
Yes, it was so bad. I wanted to leave this area. I talked with Dr. Tong last
because
week.
Because
I want to move back to the desert. I can't live here. I'm headaches all the time.
But there's nothing there, nothing to eat in the desert.
I know it.
Sand.
Actually, the migraines have diminished significantly from...
Oh, quite a bit.
Yeah,
quite
so
a bit, yes.
Yeah, so it should get better with continued treatment then,
yeah,
for sure.
I've been doing a journal on it when I get them.
Good,
and when the clouds come, these low clouds that hold every... So they change the pressure of the oxygen, I guess it is, in the air. And I react to that.
Right. But the stronger you are, you see you're less affected by
exactly.
it. You see that
oh,
now?
Less.
Yeah.
And if so, they leave. Sometimes I don't even have to take anything. If I know it's coming, I just kind of, meditate and let it go.
That's wonderful. Well, Jolynn, thank you so much for sharing
your
story. We're so
happy
that we finally got you on.
I know, and I'll be seeing you soon.
Okay, take care. Yeah. Have a great weekend.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Give us a call at 714-556-8664. Again, the number is 714-556-8664. Check out our website, drtong.com. That's drtong.com. If you're just joining us, you missed Mr. Woodley, Fred Woodley, and Jolynn. Mr. Woodley suffered from diabetes for 22 years and eventually lost most of his eyesight. He's been coming to see us for about a year. His eyesight is actually being restored. Every other day, he can actually see clearly. He can see shapes, he can see movement, he can see color, whereas before he could not see any of that.
And was getting worse.
Jolynn, we treated for asthma, and she didn't have to use her inhaler after the first treatment. So wonderful cases if you missed it.
We do that all the time.
Check out on our website. Give us a call, 714-556-8664. I hope you enjoyed our show today. If you have any questions or would like to make an appointment, call us at 714-556-8664 from Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Again, the number is 714-556-8664, Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Our website is drtong.com. That's drtong.com. Again, the number is 714-556-8664. Join us next Saturday at 4 p.m. on KBright AM 740. This is Dr. Elaine Tong saying goodbye and have a great weekend.